Sit with your back straight and both feet firmly on the ground. Become aware of your breathing, slowing it down. Let your shoulders relax. Place your hands gently on your knees and close your eyes. I'm going to take you far away from the classroom in your imagination. And I'm going to invite you to imagine that you are standing in the doorway of a lighthouse, looking out. The sea looks dark, black even. And you don't like its brooding moodiness, nor how it shudders and swirls in a threatening way. A wave crashes against the rock and you feel the cold spray of sea water on your face. You can taste the salt on your skin. Water stretches as far as your eye can see. There is no land in sight, and you are completely alone. But there is a light, a bright light, above you. Its beam sweeps across the surface of the water. The wind stirs up now and you shiver. Your face is completely wet with the spray of the surf. The waves are getting higher, stronger. They crash against the rocks beneath you, foaming and smacking and hissing at your feet. And light sweeps across the surface of the water. You turn and enter the body of the lighthouse, closing the door behind you. You lean against the curved wall. It feels smooth and cool to touch. Then you start to climb the spiral tower in the direction of the light, one step at a time, holding tightly onto the rail. Thunderous waves echo within the hollow walls. When you reach the top, you find a tiny circular room. Here it is warm and dry. You feel safe. There is a blanket. Pick it up and wrap it around you. Light sweeps across the surface of the water. Watch as its beam of light flashes through the porthole window. You curl up and close your eyes. In the darkness, you are still aware of the presence of the light. It has a continuous, steady pulse. Eventually, the storm dies down, and the sea is calm once again. And light sweeps across the surface of the water. When you are ready, open your eyes and return to the classroom.